Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today is the last day of my teaching on You've Already Got It. I've been teaching on this for 6 weeks, and today is the last day. Today I'm dealing with the final teaching in this album entitled The Problem Is Our Unbelief. And I encourage you to get this series. You know, we had somebody call in one time and said, I want that series that Andrew is teaching on television. And they say, you've already got it. And the person said, I do. And they said, no, but we'll send it to you if you want it. And they said, well, I thought you said I already had it. We get a lot of fun out of this title. But anyway, it's a powerful, powerful teaching. Today's my last day to offer it. So please get this. I believe it will bless you. I really believe that. I'm not just saying that because I want you to come buy our product. You can go to our website and get all of this free. You can download it free if you want. But you just need this teaching. It will touch your life. So yesterday I was dealing with the fact that the disciples couldn't cast a demon out. They asked Jesus, why couldn't we do it? He said, it's because of your unbelief. And I've been teaching on this all week. And then yesterday I was talking from Matthew 17:21. He said, howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. And he was talking about this kind of unbelief, not this kind of demon. I've heard people teach that certain demons won't respond to the name of Jesus, but that's not true. This is talking about unbelief. That was the subject of the sentence in the previous verse. This kind of unbelief only goes out by prayer and fasting. And yesterday I shared that there were three types of unbelief. There's unbelief that comes through ignorance. There's unbelief that comes through wrong teaching, wrong doctrine. And there's unbelief that comes just naturally through our five senses. The first two types of unbelief, you get rid of them by renewing your mind by the Word of God. You have to hear the truth and the truth will set you free. But then this third type of unbelief where you just are praying for something, like in this instance, they prayed or used their authority to command a demon to come out. And instead of it looking like the person was free, the person fell on the ground and wallowed and foamed at the mouth and then looked like they were dead, insomuch that many people thought that he was dead. Now, what do you do when you pray for life and deliverance and instead it looks like death? You just have naturally unbelief come at you because what you see with your eyes, what you hear with your ears, what you feel in your body isn't consistent with what you were believing for. How do you cope with that type of unbelief? Jesus said, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Why does prayer and fasting affect what I've called a natural type of unbelief? How does that work? Here's the deal. When you're praying, and I'm not talking about some type of religious prayer where you're going through a formula or just saying something and not meaning it. But I'm talking about when you're really in communion with God and you are talking to Him and He's talking back to you. You are in fellowship, not religious prayer, but true prayer with God. You know what? You are focused on a person that you can't see. You're hearing Him speak to you, but you can't hear with your physical ears. You're doing things that go beyond these five senses. And by doing that, you are training your five senses that there is more to life, there's more to reality than just what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. You're talking to a God that you can't see. You're hearing a God talk to you that you can't hear with your physical ears. You're feeling things in your heart that you can't feel with your feelings, your sense feelings, but you feel it in your heart. And every time you do that, and the more you do that, the more you train your five senses that there is more to this life than just what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. You know, I've got another teaching that goes along with this. But over in Genesis, I believe that God created Adam and Eve with more than just five senses. I believe He created us with six senses. And that originally Adam and Eve used to walk by faith more than they walked by sight. I think that faith is like a sense to us, but it's just since the fall, it's kind of like our appendix. You know, nobody knows what the real purpose of that used to be, but it's not really doing anything nowadays. It's just there. Somehow or another, we've de-evolved into a place that whatever the appendix did, it doesn't do anymore. Likewise, I believe that God created every one of us with this capacity to walk by faith, but very few people do it nowadays. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, "We walk by faith and not by sight." But if you were to just look at the average Christian's life, you'd have to say they walk by sight and not by faith. But I believe we have the ability to walk by faith. I believe that we can train ourselves. And see, if when you're praying, your natural mind, your five senses, it feels foolish. It feels crazy. You're talking to a person that you can't see. You're listening to a person that you can't see. What are you doing? And if you continue to do it, you know what? You will train yourself. As the Lord speaks to you and reveals things to you, and then you go out and act on it, and, oh, it worked. Well, then you train your mind and your senses that, oh, there's more than what I can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. But see, if you don't spend time in prayer, and if all you do is live in the natural realm, you won't be able to escape the natural realm and what it tells you. But if you spend time in the Spirit praying and communicating with God and worshiping Him, then there will become physical proof. You'll see things happen and you can train yourself. You can teach yourself to depend upon faith, that you've got six senses instead of just five. Have you ever seen a person who's lost their sight? They've gone blind, but their other senses, they begin to start tuning in and becoming more sensitive to it, and they're hearing. They can hear things, and they can tell a lot about where a person is by the sound, and they follow sound. They go by feeling and touch and by other things. And they, in a sense, compensate for losing one of their five senses. They start depending upon these other senses more. Likewise, you can teach your five senses that there is more real than what you can see, taste, hear, smell, or feel. That there is faith, that there is God, that there's angels, that there's a spirit man on the inside of you, and there's things that are going on. But it takes prayer. You have to get into prayer and into the Spirit where you start spending time there. And you educate yourself. It says over in Hebrews chapter 5, I believe it's verse 14, and it says, "Strong meat belongs to those who by reason of use have their senses." That's talking about your five senses, what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. You have your senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You can train your senses. You know, God's the one that gave us sight, hearing, taste, touch, all of these things. God gave these to us. They aren't wrong. But it's wrong if you think that that's all that there is to it. I believe that there is also a spiritual world, a spiritual realm, spiritual realities. You can have the supernatural healing power of God on the inside of you, and yet you could have sickness in your body. I'm not denying that there the pain that you feel. I'm not denying what you see with your eyes. I'm not denying what the doctor says, that this is the situation. But I am denying that that's all that there is. There is another realm. There's a spiritual realm. And there are spiritual truths. And you have to educate yourself. Like it says in Hebrews 5:14, you have to train or exercise your senses in these things. They don't know this just intuitively. If you are left completely to your own, you will become a total sense-dominated person that just thinks, if I can't see, taste, hear, smell, or feel it, then it doesn't exist. And that's the way that most of us have been brought up, that that's reality. And you don't get into this weird stuff and believe that there's something happening that you can't see. But the Bible talks about that all of the time. And there are things in the spiritual realm. God Himself is a spirit, John 4:24. And to worship Him, to really be in communion with God, you have to do it in spirit and in truth, not in your senses. If you are waiting until you can just feel the presence of God, until you can see a vision, until there is some audible voice that comes to you, you aren't really going to connect with God. You've got to worship Him in spirit and in truth, and that's where faith comes in. So this is why prayer helps overcome this type of unbelief, because you start spending time in the Spirit, you start doing things that go beyond your five senses, And as you hear from God and do it, your senses can see and perceive, oh, that worked. And then they start saying, oh, you know, there's another sense. And sometimes I don't feel things, but that doesn't mean it's not real. It just means that this is something that's happening in the spirit realm. For instance, I've used this example, but you know, when we were believing God for this building, I needed $3.2 million. Instead of taking out a loan, I believed God. I started confessing and believing, and it made no sense. I'm sure that there was people that mocked me. You can't do this without taking out a loan. And I'm sure, I just hardened myself towards it, and most people knew I wouldn't tolerate their unbelief, so they didn't come tell me about it. But I can guarantee you there's people that thought I was crazy. But you know what? I kept walking by faith and not by sight. I didn't have anybody's guarantee that they were going to pay all of this off. And yet I told people we would get it done, and we would get it done debt free. And I began to start speaking those things and walking by faith. And there's times that my physical senses, you know, I just would have a natural type of unbelief like, how can you say this? There's no proof. Nobody's guaranteed anything. Based on your previous 30-something years of ministry, you have never seen God come through like this. There is no precedent for this. I had those thoughts come to me, but you know how I countered them? I would just spend time in prayer. I would pray, and I'd keep my mind stayed on God. I'd take what His Word said. And as I did that, I just kept walking by faith, and we got this building finished. And we had it done debt-free. I saw God come through in a miraculous way. And now my mind, my senses see it. I'm enjoying it. I'm living in it. And it's a reminder to me that, oh, there are things that are real that you can't see or prove. And I have trained my senses that there is another sense. There's a sixth sense. There's a spiritual realm. Faith is real. God is real. I have trained myself, and now when I pray over my body, and if I say, pain in the name of Jesus, you leave, and if I don't feel instant release, I don't just automatically succumb to the natural unbelief that would come by saying, well, nothing's changed. Because I've trained myself that things happen in the spirit realm, and sometimes it takes a while before they become manifest in the physical realm. And it is true. I am healed, whether I feel it, whether I look it. I am healed. God's healing is flowing in my body. I've trained myself to believe that. And because of it, my flesh, my five senses will say, oh, this is one of those things by faith. We've been there before. We've done this before. And my senses will shut up and quit telling me it didn't work. It's not happening. I've learned. And I've trained myself, I've exercised my senses, and because of it, I'm able to overcome this natural type of unbelief. Jesus also said in Matthew chapter 17, verse 21, that it's prayer and fasting. What does fasting have to do with it? Your appetite, your taste, is one of your strongest drives in your body. And I guarantee you, your appetite, if you don't feed it on a regular basis, it's one of the easiest sense knowledge things that you have to aggravate. You know, you could live without your eyes. You can live without your ears. But you can't live without food. And your appetite is constantly telling you that you need to eat. And it'll tell you how much to eat, when to eat, what to eat. And the sad fact is, most of us have never disciplined ourselves in this area. You don't have to look any further than the mirror to prove that that's true. You know, I'm not against any person. I don't want you to take offense. But there are many of you that I guarantee you, you would like to be thinner. You would like to lose weight, to be in better shape. And yet, you don't control your body. Your body controls you. You just, it's nearly like if you try and not eat certain foods or decrease the amount that you're eating. It's just like you just don't have the power. And I've heard people say this by the hundreds, I just can't do it. I can't help it. And that is not true. I can guarantee you, if somehow or another we could sew your mouth shut and you don't eat anything, you will lose weight. It is wrong, wrong, wrong to say that you cannot lose weight. You will not lose weight. You are letting your appetite control you. I can promise any person watching this program, you cut what you're eating in half, And I'm not talking about going on some extreme diet to where you don't eat this and this and this and something that you can't live with. Just take whatever you're doing right now and eat half of it and you'll lose weight. That's the way that it works. That's really simple. It works. But most of us are controlled. And if you start fasting, I guarantee you, your appetite will rebel in a hurry. There have been times that I've gone on a fast that I felt like, man, I'm getting dizzy, I'm getting a headache, I'm weak, and your body starts acting like it's dying by noon the first day. Did you know it is a medical fact that you're actually better off if you fast one day a week? There's many people that do that not for religious reasons, but for just natural reasons. It helps cleanse your body and detox yourself. You do not die after one day without food. Technically, you have to go like 40 days without food before you start starving, before your body starts literally eating the bones and all of the tissue in your body. You don't starve until like 40 days. Prior to that, it's your appetite that you're dealing with. And this is why fasting is so important. If you fast, your senses that have been spoiled and have never been told what to do, they've been telling you what to do, and they're in control, those senses are going to rebel, especially this appetite. It's very sensitive. You go without food and you'll start thinking, I'm dying by noon the first day. And so what you do is say, look, the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We are going to fast. You are going to learn that what you feel and hunger and what you see and what you hear is not all that there is. I'm going to live by the Spirit. God's Word is going to become strength to me. You start saying things like that, and I guarantee you, your flesh will rebel. Your flesh will throw a fit. Your flesh will give you thoughts like, I'm going to die if you do this. I can't go all day. It says, hey, we're going 2 or 3 days. Your flesh will say, 3 days, I'll be dead for sure. And so you say, all right, I'll go 4 days. I'm going to go until you shut up, until you submit, until you learn that I am not going to be controlled by my taste, by my sight, by my feeling, by my hearing. I'm going to control you instead of you controlling me. And you know what? If you do that, I've done this. I've fasted and you go and you start off getting a little bit hungry, but then you pass this barrier to where your flesh just realizes that, you know what? I'm not going to win this. This person's decided that they're going to go without eating. And if I'm going to survive, I better shut up. And your body will submit. And usually within a day or 2 days or 3 days maximum, you actually overcome your hunger and you get rid of this appetite. Most of what drives us is appetite, not necessity. And again, you can prove that by looking in the mirror. If you're overweight, you have fed your body more than it needs. That's the only way you get overweight. I'm not condemning anybody. I'm overweight, but I'm dealing with it. I've lost 20-something pounds above what I was at one time. I'm dealing with it. I'm not condemned. I'm not trying to condemn you, but I'm trying to make a point that most of us do not discipline ourselves in this area. So here you are with pain in your body and you say, in the name of Jesus, body, you're healed. Pain, you leave. And if it doesn't just instantly go, and if your body feels any pain, you're immediately going to be confronted with a natural type of unbelief. Your body, your feelings are going to say, it didn't work. You still got the pain. You aren't well. And you're going to sit there and try and say, no, in the name of Jesus, I'm walking by faith and not by sight. And if you haven't been praying and fasting and disciplining yourself, then your body, in a sense, is going to respond and say, who are you to tell me what's right and wrong? I tell you when to eat, what to eat, how much to eat. I tell you, you don't ever tell me anything. You indulge me. You've done this for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and your body will just rebel, and the natural type of unbelief that comes through what you feel in your body will dominate you, and that unbelief will negate your faith and keep you from working. But if you get to where you spend lots of time in prayer and fasting, where you are disciplining yourself and saying, look, there are things that are real that you can't see, taste, hear, smell, or feel. and you stand in prayer and you communicate with the God that you can't see. You hear Him, not with your physical ears, but with your heart. You base your life on this. You do that on a regular basis. You can exercise your senses and train them that, oh, there is another realm. There's more than just these five senses. There's the sixth sense of faith. There's things going on in the spiritual realm that I can't perceive with my little peanut brain. And you can train your flesh to where, oh, I've been through this before. I've seen it work before. You know, again, I mentioned that I'm believing God for a brand new campus, a Bible college campus, and it's going to cost tens of millions of dollars to build a facility for 3,000 students and all of the staff and everything. And you know what? I've done this before, not on the same scale, but on a smaller scale. I did it. I've seen it come through. And now when I'm standing and believing for tens of millions of dollars, my natural flesh comes and says, I can't see it. I don't know how this is going to happen. But I've trained it that, hey, we've done this before. And I have total rest. I have total peace because I have been in prayer. I have fasted. I do deny myself. I don't just let my body control me, but I control it. And because of it, when I say this is the way it's going to be, my natural senses will say, oh, must be one of those faith deals, and it'll just submit. And I don't have my body screaming at me and letting it dominate me. I've learned to control it through fasting and prayer. This is what Jesus said. This kind of unbelief only comes out through prayer and fasting. You are going to have to get into the Lord. You're going to have to get to where spiritual things that you can't see are just as real, even more real than the physical things that you can see. What you feel in your heart is more real to you than what you feel in your body. And the only way you can get there is through fasting and prayer, through spending time in the spiritual realm, from communicating with God. You know, this is why I believe, as far as I know, I don't know the exact origin of this, but I believe that this is why we close our eyes when we pray, is because you can be distracted by what you're looking at. You're dominated by what you see. But when you're praying, you're talking to someone that you can't see. So you close your eyes so that sense knowledge won't be distracted by whatever else is going on around you. You don't have to do that, but that's why we do. We close our eyes because we are wanting to just focus on God and not be distracted. You need to get to where you are so focused on God, you aren't distracted by your physical feelings. How do you get there? Through prayer and fasting. That's how you overcome that type of unbelief. The problem isn't that you don't have faith. The problem is your unbelief. And man, this is powerful. This is what I've been teaching on. Today is my last day to teach on this series entitled You've Already Got It, and it's the last day for this sixth teaching in the set entitled The Problem Is Our Unbelief. And so I encourage you to listen to the announcer and please go to the effort of getting these materials. Like I said, you can get on the website and get them free if you want. But you need this teaching. It would be a blessing to you. So listen to the announcer and please call or write today. And then join me again next week as we continue the gospel truth.
The faithful support of partners makes this program possible. We invite you to join Andrew as he spreads the message of God's unconditional love and grace. Write, call, or visit our website and become a partner today.
Andrew's complete teaching series titled, You've Already Got It, is available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify the CD or DVD when you order. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. Or if you prefer, You've Already Got It is available in book form when you send a gift of any amount. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. A condensed version of You've Already Got It is also included in Andrew's latest book titled Sharper Than a Two-Edged Sword. This valuable book contains abbreviated versions of 16 of Andrew's most foundational teachings. It's available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. The sixth audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this sixth CD titled, The Problem is Our Unbelief, free of charge.
Remember that today is our last day to offer you the sixth teaching in this six-part set entitled, The Problem is Our Unbelief, and it's also my last day to offer you the album entitled, You've Already Got It, So Quit Trying to Get It. And again, I just want to stress that I think that this teaching is really powerful. It is very much different than what most of what you're going to hear. It's stuff that you need to go over, you need to study it, and so I think that the materials would be just really beneficial. So our announcer is going to give you information about how to get this. Remember, today is our last day, so please call or write today.
You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina this week for the Freedom Christian Center Camp Meeting, September 11th through the 16th, in Johnson City, Tennessee, September 17th and 18th, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado, at Caris Christian Center, Sunday, October 2nd. He'll also be in Colorado Springs for the annual Andrew Womack Ministers Conference, October 3rd through the 7th, in Warwick, England for the Andrew Womack Ministries of Europe Ministers Conference, October 24th through the 26th, and in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a Gospel Truth Seminar, November 10th through the 12th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
Meet CBC graduate Jeff Devine. He's changing lives in Thailand. Are you a world changer? Log on to charisbiblecollege.org, an affiliate of Andrew Womack Ministries. Change your world. Have you ever wanted to check out back issues of Gospel Truth magazine from Andrew Womack Ministries? They're available online at awmi.net. Just log on to our website, look to the left, and click on Extras. Then look to the left again and click on Online Magazines. Once you're there, you're free to browse through our selection of Gospel Truth magazines from years past. Check out some great articles and be sure and check out the current issue while you're at it. Gospel Truth Magazine, now available online at awmi.net.